Erevin Perek Ches Mishnah Dalid, continuing to figure out how it is that we create an Erev Chatzerus. What do we need to do to bring everybody together with this food? So the food, the bread, in the case of an Erev Chatzerus, has to be placed in a location that's accessible to everyone, but the Mishnah also teaches us it has to be put in a beis dira, in a domicile. Why is that? Well, the whole point of Erev Chatzerus is that we're sharing a meal. Well, that meal needs to take place in a home, as opposed to Erev Tchumen, when you're expanding your perimeter, that could be anywhere, even in a field. So it says, Hanosin is Erivo b'beis shav. Let's say you put your Erev in a beis shar. A beis shar is, imagine, a walled city with a gate, and at the gate, one of these little booths for a watchman, like at Buckingham Palace or something like that. Or an achsadra, or a courtyard, or a merpeset. Ain't no Erev. That's not called an Erev, because those places are not domiciles. They're not places of residence. Vahadarsham, let's say somebody is living there or squatting there. Ain't no Osir Alav. Their lack of participation in the Erev doesn't disqualify everyone in the Chatzer from carrying, because only Batim, only livable dwellings, are part of the Chatzer, and they Asur on other people. However, if you put it in one of these kinds of places, in a straw storage area, a place where the animals go, in a place where you keep wood, or in a general storage place, it is an Erev. This is what the Mishnah, the Gemara describes at the beginning of Maseches Yuma, that these places are called a Beis Dira and has ramifications for Hilchos Mezuzah. And therefore, Vahadarsham, if somebody lives there, Oser, they do disqualify the entire Erev. If you have a Beis Habakar, if you have a storage place where people are living, where someone is living in the Chatzer, so all the Chatzer guys have to go over and make sure that person participates. Rabbi Yehuda says, Miyesham Tfisa Siyad Shabalabayis, Eino Oser. Rabbi Yehuda says, let's say the Balabayas, the owner of the house, has a part ownership or has usage of that storage area. So even though there's somebody else living there, we consider that storage unit to be under the auspices of the Balabayas, and therefore it's not independent. And if the Balabayas, the homeowner, participates in the Erev, then that's sufficient to cover this as well. Mishnah Hey, well, we keep saying that everybody in the Chatzer has to participate in the Erev. Well, what if you have somebody who left? Who is considered to be part of the Chatzer? Hameniach base of Halach Lishbos Beracheris. You have a house and you go for a vacation and you leave your house empty and you're not there for Shabbos. Do you have to participate in the Erev? Echa Nachr ve'echar Yisrael Devremeir. Rabbi Meir says whether it's a non-Jew or a Jew, Hari Zeoser, that person must participate in the Erev. Rabbi Yudah says, Eino Oser. Because Rabbi Yudah says, while Rabbi Meir holds a Dira below Bilem, a house without people living there, is called a house. Rabbi Yudah says it's not called a house, and therefore it doesn't Aser. Rabbi Yossi or Rabbi Nosi says, Nachri Oser, a Nachri does create a problem, but Yisrael ain't no Oser. Yisrael, if he leaves, that doesn't create an Iser. Why? She'ain't Derech Yisrael Lava B'Shabbos, because a Jew usually is not going to be walking back to this empty house on Shabbos, and therefore he's not considered to be living there. But the guy, he could drive up any time, and therefore he does need to deal with his. Now, we pointed out that we have to do schiris rishus. You have to rent from the Nachri, but you have to take care of the Nachri's rishus. He is considered to be living there. Rabbi Shimon says, Afilu hiniach beis v'halklish bos itzal bitubo oso ha'ir, eino oser shekvar hisiyam ilibo. Rabbi Shimon says, I think that if the guy's not living at home, he for sure doesn't count toward the people who are living in this chatzer. It's not a problem at all. Even if he just went to his daughter's house in the same city, we assume once he left his home, he's not considered to be there. And if he's not there, he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda that dira below bailam, a house without owners, it's not called a house, and it doesn't aser on the rest of the members of the chatzer.